This is Jay Sekulow. Under tremendous pressure from Senate colleagues, the defense secretary nominee Chuck Hagel in jeopardy.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
He said the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. I'm not an Israeli senator. I'm a United States senator. This pressure makes us do dumb things at times. He said the Jewish lobby should not have been, that term shouldn't have been used. It should have been some other term. Name one person, in your opinion, who's intimidated by the Israeli lobby in the United States Senate.
Well, first...
Name one.
I don't know.
Were you correct or incorrect when you said that the surge would be the most dangerous foreign policy blunder in this country since Vietnam? Were you correct or incorrect? Yes or no?
My reference to the surge being the most dangerous...
Senator Hagel? The question is, were you right or wrong? That's a pretty straightforward question.
I would
like to answer whether you're right or wrong, and then you are free to elaborate.
Well, I'm not going to give you a yes or no answer
well,
on a lot of things.
Well, let the record show that
today.
You refuse to answer that question.
We have never, ever designated a part of a legitimate government, a state. And when I say legitimate, it doesn't mean that we agree with Iran, but it is a member of the United Nations. Almost all of our allies have embassies in Iran. So that's why I note an elected, legitimate government.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Well, if you said, guys, let's see if Chuck Hagel's as bad as you keep saying, his record, his... anti-Israel, lack of really a real understanding and kind of a crazy view of foreign policy that's out of touch with the entire Senate and to the left of President Obama, which is what the Washington Post said, not the Washington Times, Washington Post. Well, I think you got your confirmation yesterday when you saw him bumble through what was probably one of the worst modern performances of a cabinet nominee in history in the last 20 years, when we get to watch these things, kind of unfold in front of us, especially because of how much access we all have to information. Many of the questions he couldn't answer are things that if you appear on Fox News, you better know, that people that don't have to have, 50 plus years of political experience. But the truth is he was covering for what he believes. And what he believes is that we can work with Iran. And what he believes is he'd rather be an ally with Iran than Israel. And he'd probably be happy if Israel wasn't there, if we just moved it somewhere else. And the Jewish lobby, do you know anyone who's intimidated by it? And I can't name anybody. Folks, this is why you opposed it early. He felt the pressure before he walked in there, and he got his head ripped off. And he did because he could not even answer questions, and he refused to backtrack on any of his previous statements. I mean, the Jewish lobby thing, I meant Israel, but I can't actually tell you what that meant. That's just anti-Semitism then. That just means you don't like Jews coming into your office and asking you what you'd like, what they would support, which, by the way, is what all different groups do. Every different racial group, ethnic group, religious group, political group, whether you're a lobbyist or an organization or a nonprofit, you want to ask for, we'd like your support on this or your input on this. He obviously didn't like them coming in. And then you talked about, why not Hezbollah? No excuse. I mean, there's no reasons. You look at his record. He has gotten everything wrong in history. But President Obama is going to stick by his man here? I mean, really? He gave him the window to easily yank this nominee. I mean, easily have him withdraw. That was a bad performance. Even Hagel said, I pledge to learn more about the Department of Defense if I am confirmed. So he said, if I'm confirmed, and he'll learn more. Sorry, you better learn it before you go before the Senate hearings. I mean, just because it was easy to ask those tough questions, Chuck Hagel, not so easy for you to answer them. Call now, folks. We are taking a new action to oppose this nomination. I think that just breathed new light into how real this fight is and why it's worth fighting. Call 877-989-2255. What a horrendous performance by Chuck Hagel. 877-989-2255. If you didn't like his policies, now you have to question just his basic understanding of the world. Even Jay Carney couldn't explain that one away from the White House. 877-989-2255. Do we contain Iran? What's the policy? He's getting notes passed to him. Can't read the notes right. Doesn't understand. He didn't even go through a briefing, it looks like. 877-989-2255. We'll be back.
Former Senator Chuck Hagel has a troubling history. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, his actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. Now, during confirmation hearings in the Senate, even more disturbing statements from Hagel, underscoring the fact that he should not become our next Secretary of Defense. He called Iran's government, led by a radical, unelected Ayatollah, quote, legitimate. He couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Chuck Hagel doesn't. I mean, you go through over and over again, folks, this hearing yesterday. Chuck Hagel was a disaster. I want you to listen to the CNN reaction. They were talking to U.S. senators, which he was a former senator. And let me tell you, folks, most of them are very well qualified, whether you agree with them or not on the issues. But some of them act real tough and mean, independent, and are just being fed lines, you know, from their staff who may be very smart. And they may get it, but they don't spend enough time actually knowing it. There's a difference between, I could read you a script. I'm pretty good at talking on radio, but it's a lot different than when I'm just freewheeling right here. You know, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to pay attention. And to do that, as a U.S. senator, you would think that kind of came naturally, right? You've been in the Senate. You've been on Foreign Affairs Committee. All these things should be kind of like part of your daily briefings. But he was so independent and so out there, which, by the way, he used to get praised for. Now people realized he has no justifications for any of these policies. And there are people who make arguments in agreement with him, but he doesn't know those arguments. So someone just along the way got to Hagel and got, you know, these policies, and that's where he took them. It doesn't seem like he was willing to defend them or even could. Listen to CNN describe the reaction to even some of Hagel's own supporters in the U.S. Senate. Just listen to this one. Pretty surprising. Bite 9.
It was all the buzz on the floor that they were very surprised that Senator Hagel, from their point of view, many people, Democrats and Republicans, is simply not doing as well as many people thought he would. In fact, one senator told me that it is all the talk, I mean all the talk, that the senators are shocked about how ill-prepared he is on some of the most basic controversial comments that he made that he and everybody knew were going to be coming at him.
You know, folks, again, I understand that you know, there's lots of comments coming. But when CNN reports that the Republicans and Democrats were shocked, the truth is, if these Democrats really go forward with this, it's kind of a mockery of the whole system, Than. I mean, these are the guys, you know, you're supposed to expect more. And many of them want to one day get these positions being offered to them or be the person that gets to choose that. And you'd think that they'd take the time to prepare, even if you didn't agree with them, that they'd know how to respond to your question, even in an aggressive way. You'd actually respect that. I can imagine a Don Rumsfeld in that situation like Hagel got with Graham, but turned the tables around a little. He would still respond forcefully. You wouldn't come away with it thinking, not only did he just get like kind of beaten up by the questions, he honestly didn't know what he was talking about, and that's why he stumbled. Let me just ask you, folks, if you will stand up here. You know, we asked you to stand up before based on the history of Hagel. Now you've got a new reason. Hagel is a disaster. And if he is really going to be an independent voice to President Obama, I mean, come on. You want him advising the President of the United States? I don't care which side you're on. on this. You want him advising the President of the United States on the Department of Defense. The second part is this. Is it just a filler position for this? Because Obama and the administration know this guy has no idea what he's talking about. He seems tough. He seems independent. The truth is he'll just do whatever we say, won't question us. I'm not even talking about privately. There's got to be some reason they're willing to put up with this because it's pretty horrendous. When you look at the other cabinet nominees that President Obama's chosen, you know, people like John Kerry sailing right through. This is a former U.S. senator, too. He should be sailing right through, not for his political views, but for his knowledge. He doesn't have that, folks. Call now, because there's action. There's movement that there was not yesterday. 877-989-2255. Ask Chuck Hagel about that terror attack in Turkey on our U.S. embassy. You think terrorism's over? There's no more war on terror? We need to start cutting our military? You know, when Lindsey Graham went through this, we got that soundbite, guys, of the back and forth about this exactly, the wars that we're engaged in. And you wake up the day after the Hagel hearing and a bomb goes off the U.S. embassy in Turkey, kills somebody, and they're talking about that we'd be terror. This is after Benghazi, after Algeria, after the Arab Spring. We're still fighting in Afghanistan. We've got a nuclear Iran coming who supports Hezbollah, who's also got action all over the world. And now Turkey, which, by the way, folks, is Iranian. There's an Iranian connection to this attack. Let me explain it to you. It may not be in the news yet, but here's why it would make sense. These missile defense system that we just put there is because of Iran. We put the missile defense system long range to be able to shoot those nuclear weapons out of the sky. Keeps Turkey safe. Keeps, hopefully, our allies safe. Then, you know, right after its installation, which was all in the news last week, but, you know, we talk about lots of other things. Right after its installation, there's a bomb goes off, kills somebody at the U.S. embassy. It wasn't a giant explosion. It was the loss of life, but there was a point there. It was a statement, and that is by Iran. And, you know, I don't know how that'll be confirmed, but just like how we knew and found out that Iran was trying to assassinate the Israeli ambassador and Saudi ambassador here in Washington, D.C., and blow up the Israeli embassy here in D.C., and that was an Iranian agent. So constant confirmation that what these individuals believe is wrong. If you will take a stand on this, it makes an impact. That's why these senators ask the tough questions. Then we'll play Lindsey Graham. But the reason why I think so many of these issues come to light, you talk about Saeed Abedini, you talk about the opposition to Chuck Hagel, is because the people say, you know what? Here, you've got a green light. Go ahead. Move forward for us. Ask him those tough questions. We disagree with everything he stands for, or we need you to help us on this situation with this pastor. And it really does make an impact because their job is to represent the people.
Yeah, no question about it. And the thing that boggled my mind about yesterday, Jordan, was the fact that Senator Hagel knew these questions were coming. I mean, he should have been prepared for this. It was abundantly clear throughout the hearing that he was not prepared. He struggled just very mightily with basic tenets of defense policy, which he would then, of course, be in charge of. But I want folks to pay attention here because while he was definitely unprepared, the point you're making, Jordan, is the important one. It was more than just a lack of preparation. What you saw was Senator Hagel revealing where he stands on these basic policy positions. We told folks this for a couple of months leading up to this hearing. Senator Hagel is clearly well to the left of the president, somewhere that's pretty hard to get on these policies. But he's to the left of the president. He's to the left of the Senate. He's been there for his entire career. So when he got caught during yesterday's hearing and he wasn't prepared, he found himself defaulting to his positions on these matters. So when he had a slip of the tongue or an accident, those were not accidents, Jordan. Those were glimpses into what he believes. And many of those Democrat senators that you're talking about, they needed a strong performance out of him yesterday as an excuse to vote for him. They did not get that. And as a result, Senator Hagel's nomination's in jeopardy.
I'm going to ask you this, folks. Are you going to send this message to the U.S. Senate for us today to stop this anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, out of touch, maybe not competent to be the Secretary of Defense? Honestly, you want him in charge of our military? In charge of all those cuts, like Lindsey Graham talked about, play it. But I need you to take a stand here for this because it's almost like it questions America. This is so a theme through a lot of these new Obama nominees is when they were questioned in the Arab world press. Brennan did this, you know, and talking about America being the world's bully. He didn't even respond to that remark by an Al Jazeera reporter. It was on Fox News yesterday. No one's making that up, by the way. This is not like people are saying that's not actually true. This is all true on the record. Calling America the world's bully, and our incoming possible new CIA director didn't respond to that? He's going to be the head of Central Intelligence? I need a tough guy who thinks America's better than everyone else as the head of CIA. And in Department of Defense, I need someone who cares that our military is the best equipment possible at all times. And we don't see how much can we cut Folks, that's why we're America. That's why we have the largest military in the world, the strongest military in the world. Will you take a stand with us? Call 877-989-2255 and send that message to the U.S. Senate. We need you to call now and oppose Chuck Hagel. As a citizen, maybe you're a veteran, your family, you've got those who serve in your family. Is that who you want in charge of their budgets, of the equipment they're going to be using and how they're going to be able to use it and how they engage the world? And this is a guy who called, you know, Israel keeps people in cages. That's what he said about Israel. This is not someone you want in charge of the Department of Defense, certainly. And, you know, he's got a long career. It's a long career of misguided, misinformed, and he can't even explain it, which means he doesn't know what he's talking about. So he's not just like an informed, you know, to the left, the leftist. There are people like that. He honestly doesn't know, folks. He could not defend it. I mean, he's not a child. He's a grown man.
He believes it, though. That's part of the thing
in public
here.
Service.
He believes
absolutely.
It. I mean, the part of what you've got here, and you're absolutely correct, is he actually believes this. I mean, so we should not act shocked that this is the nominee and this is the intent here. This guy actually believes it. What is shocking, and it is shocking, is his performance. His performance in front of the Senate yesterday, Jordan and Thant, was unbelievably horrible. This guy was not at all prepared, and that's the scary part. And he's going to be the leader of this. He's going to be the Secretary of Defense, and he was completely unprepared for legitimate questions that he was asked. That's what's scary.
Yeah, you know, Lindsey Graham started with the budgets issue, and he talked about, you know, how much we spend under the terror. And you look at this terror attack and Turkey today, which is directly, by the way, I mean, it's tied, you know, they say it's Marxist extremes. They say this is Iran. We just put the missile defense system in. Those groups are just funded to place the bomb there for the day. Listen, we may not have the grand bite yet. Let me play this one about Hezbollah. Bite six.
The sum total of all your votes refusing to sign a letter to the EU asking Hezbollah to be designated a terrorist organization, being one of 22 to vote to designate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization, being one of two on two occasions to vote against sanctions that this body was trying to impose on Iran, the statements you've made about Palestinians and about the Jewish lobby, all that together, that the image you've created is one of sending the worst possible signal to our enemies and friends at one of the most critical times in world history.
Wow. You know, folks, I think it was just the statements, Dad, what was so upsetting to me was not just where Chuck Hagel is on the issues, but that he doesn't even try to defend them because someone just fed him lines his whole career. He didn't know what he was talking about. 877-989-2255. A lot of liberals are upset because he couldn't defend it. 877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. Former Senator Chuck Hagel has a troubling history. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, his actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. Now, during confirmation hearings in the Senate, even more disturbing statements from Hagel, underscoring the fact that he should not become our next Secretary of Defense. He called Iran's government, led by a radical, unelected Ayatollah, quote, legitimate. He couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Sign on to our petition, urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan Thann, of course, are in Washington as the Hagel nomination goes forward. What's the sense, guys, right now on what is going to happen? I mean, his performance was atrocious. I mean, it was just awful. What is the sense of where it's going?
Sure. I mean, I think people were shocked. You know, CNN said that the even for among Democrats, but especially Republicans as well, these are some of his former colleagues and a U.S. senator with a long career public service, that he couldn't answer these questions, that he acted as if these were all the questions everybody's been talking about. I think about what we're playing right now. It's Iran, Israel, foreign policy, defense spending budget, and his kind of view of America and the world. And so then you hear, well, for instance, here he is on Al Jazeera. Take a listen. Here's your incoming Obama chosen, may be confirmed, next Secretary of Defense on Al Jazeera, talking to a reporter there. Take a listen, Byte 13.
We've got an email from Wendy Day. She writes to us from Georgia here in the United States, and she writes, can the rest of the world be persuaded to give up their arsenal when the image of the United States is that of the world's bully? Don't we indeed need to change the perception and the reality before asking folks to lay down their arms, nuclear or otherwise?
Mm-hmm. Well, her observation is a good one, and it's relevant. Yes to her question.
Oh, boy.
Yes to her question. So we have to not be bullies first before we can tell other countries to lay down their weapons. Well, I don't know. I guess if you don't have weapons, though, why would the other countries do that, since they want to destroy us? That's part of their whole reason for existence.
I can't understand for the life of me why they had him. You tell me. I do not get this. They knew this was going to be a contentious hearing. Why would you have him with these kind of – knowing these statements are out there, why wasn't he prepared to respond? That is what, to me, is clueless, unless they think they've already got this wired, he's got to go through this process, and then at the end of the day, he's going to get confirmed, so who cares, and this is the president's position. That could be what it is here.
I think that must have been their calculation. At the end of the day, they could count on these Democrats to confirm him, cast the votes to confirm him. But I have to tell you, Jay, there are a number of Democrats that at least needed Senator Hagel to show up to be able to explain these radical positions. And, Jay, he couldn't do it. I said it in the last segment of the broadcast. I think it was even beyond lack of preparation. I think he got in the heat of the moment. He didn't know how to respond. He wasn't prepared to explain his positions. So he defaulted to his own positions, which, Jay, many of the Democrats on the committee just know they're out of the mainstream. Yep. They know they're radical. So I don't know if now, after yesterday's performance, if they can still vote for him.
But listen, Chuck Hagel was asked about explaining some of his positions. Listen to what his answer is, folks. Take a listen.
A number of questions were asked of me today about specific programs, submarine programs, different areas of technology and acquisitions, and our superior technology. And I've said I don't know enough about it. I don't. There are a lot of things I don't know about. I, if confirmed, intend to know a lot more than I do. I will have to.
Well, I want you to realize what he said. He doesn't know about it now. He intends to learn. That's like me. This guy's basically having to make a Supreme Court performance, and that's like me getting a question from Justice Scalia or Justice Ginsburg and saying, I don't know, but I intend to know a lot more about it. Really? That doesn't help your client very much. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to William calling in from New York on line one. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. It's been holding.
Hey, William.
How you doing, Jay?
Good. You're on the air. Yep, go ahead.
How you doing? Yeah, I just don't understand it. We fight to get Iran out of Kuwait there. And then
Iraq,
we want to go
Iraq out of Kuwait.
Iraq out of Kuwait.
Makes sense. That's like spitting in our soul.
Hey, William, do you know what, before you go on, I just want to make sure you meant Iraq, right? You're not talking. Is this another conflict that we're talking about? The Iraq War.
Well,
and Iraq, the Gulf War, when Iraq invaded Kuwait, or are you talking about Iran Iraq War?
Wasn't Iran with them also in that?
No, Iraq invaded Kuwait. Iran and Iraq had their own war.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going to let William hold. Let's see. I'm not trying to be mean, William. I just want to make sure we answer the question. We're not answering the wrong thing or letting statements that aren't totally accurate and get people confused. Georgianne called in from Colorado online, too. Georgianne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank hey, Georgianne.
I call, what would Senator Hagel's appointment do to the morale of our military, especially in the light of the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon?
Well, you know, it's not just the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon. It's what's happened in Benghazi. It's what's happening across the world. We had an explosion at a U.S. embassy in Turkey today. By now, it looks like Marxist extremists. I mean, his job is to dismantle the military. So I think if you're in the military, it's not too good. But Jordan and Thane, I don't think there's any surprise that part of what Chuck Hagel's job will be, according to President Obama, is going to be to dismantle the military.
Absolutely. That is the reason why they've chosen Chuck Hagel. He doesn't like the military. He's coming from the perspective, and listen, you can be sympathetic to a person who comes from this perspective, not a person who's going to run the military, though. Okay, there's a difference, and that doesn't take away from his service to the country as a veteran. But every veteran is not qualified to run the Department of Defense, and I think veterans agree with that. I mean, you've got to have a lot of different, all the things he said. You've got to understand acquisition, submarine, you've got to understand how to use the resources, the time, the management, and appreciate, I think, overall, the service that these men and women do, and that they deserve the best because they're living in a country where we don't force them at all to do this. They join voluntarily, and he acts like he doesn't know what's going on. He's an anti-war, anti-military. He definitely questions the military because of his experience in Vietnam. And the truth is, that was a long time ago now, and we're at different wars, fighting different conflicts with enemies that we could at least all agree upon are very clear. Their threat to the United States of America. There's no questions about that. There's not a Cold War and trying to use containment. It's the opposite. We got hit, and now we've responded. And now we've taken an offensive position. You know, he's the one that would take us down to levels. And, Dad, we know what happens every time we have these cuts.
Our vulnerability increases.
Just as many deaths occur every year in the military.
Yep.
And our vulnerability, because our equipment's not good enough.
And our vulnerability increases. I mean, that's a big part of this, too. So the question's a good one, and that is, what's the impact on the military? Not good. Military morale, not good. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember, folks, we're here for another half hour. SiriusXM, you get the full broadcast. Or if not, go to ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's get a quick update before we close this segment out on the Saeed matter. Pastor Saeed.
Yep. Again, folks, Pastor Saeed Abedini, the trial finished. The conviction has happened. The outcry, Senator Lindsey Graham, Fox News covered it last night, it tweeted that out. We talked about it yesterday, has called on President specifically to publicly engage on behalf of Pastor Saeed Abedini. We've got a new website that just launched, SaveSaeed.org, and I've tweeted that out. You can go to our Facebook pages as well. It's a standalone, so you can send it out to friends, family, young people who may not be, you know, as interested in all of our ACLJ issues, but could care about this, a youth group. It's great for that. There's musicians getting involved, and so everybody should check out SaveSaeed.org, and a great way to get young people involved. And your friends and family who may not be as politically involved in all of the legal and political issues we work on that still care deeply about this persecution issue, which crosses all party lines, they should check that one out. That's a great resource, great place to send them. SaveSaeed.org just launched yesterday.
All right, folks, there's a lot of you on the line, so hang there. We're going to get you in the next phone call and the next segment of the broadcast. And again, if you're opposing Chuck Hagel's nomination and want to join with us and a number of senators who have expressed serious concern, we've got a petition up. It is up today, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. This will give you a chance to express your concern. Same concern that we have. The dismantling of the military may even be worse than that. By the way, Jordan's going to keep you updated on all of these issues at twitter.com/JordanSeculo. And again, if you want to make a stand against the Hagel nomination, this is the day to do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Former Senator Chuck Hagel has a troubling history. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, his actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. Now, during confirmation hearings in the Senate, even more disturbing statements from Hagel, underscoring the fact that he should not become our next Secretary of Defense. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls from around the country. Of course, we're talking about the Chuck Hagel nomination, his disastrous performance in front of the Senate yesterday. Just unbelievable. It was like arguing a case at the Supreme Court and not being prepared. Let's go right to the phones. A lot of you have been holding. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Kay calling from Colorado. She's been holding the longest. Kay, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Jay Sekulow. I just love your show. You pack more stuff in a half hour than I can believe.
You know, we tell people we've got an hour and a half program in 30 minutes. But go ahead. Thanks. Yep. What's your question?
And thank you for everything about Hillary. And I want to say he was he showed himself to be what he was. I'm so glad he wasn't prepared, or whatever you could call it, yesterday, because it just stood out, you know.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, his lack of preparation was disastrous, but it scares me that he could be confirmed as the Secretary of Defense, Jordan. And that's what's scary to me. This guy who says, I don't know, I'm going to find out, could be confirmed, probably will be, as Secretary of Defense. Pretty scary.
I think he just sits there, he watches his Al Jazeera. He doesn't actually do some research. I mean, that's true. He was not able to explain even the rationale. The leftists are upset because he looked bad. And they said, here's the rationale. He's obviously didn't get to that part. You know, he read the headline, read the talking points from the mullahs, but forgot to read their explanation for why they had the views that they do. He didn't even try to offer that, but he also didn't backtrack. If you really listen to what he was ever saying throughout that hearing, he never said he was wrong. He said he was proud of everything he did. Proud of his record. We've got that soundbite. Well, let me get another call in right now. Lisa Marie in Nevada. Bite one. Line one.
Hi, Lisa Marie.
Hey, Lisa Marie.
Hi.
Okay, yeah, Lisa Marie, you can't listen to your radio and listen to us at the same time, so go ahead now.
Okay. I was just calling in to say, you know, being a military wife, and my husband has been through so many wars and fighting over there in Iraq, why would we ever want anybody who doesn't know anything about the military or doesn't...
Well, you know, Chuck Hagel served in the military. I mean, the fact is, you know, he said, but he's also saying he's proud of his record. So this is a worldview the president's adopted. Listen to soundbite number 10 here. This is what Chuck Hagel says.
Like each of you, I have a record that I'm proud of.
Well, there you go. So, Jordan, this isn't like a shocking development about his record. This is the reality.
Absolutely. The reality is, he doesn't know anything. He's admitted it. I mean, we played the soundbite. I'm not just making this up to be mean to Chuck Hagel. He actually said it. He doesn't know about a lot of this stuff. He doesn't like the U.S. military because of his experience in Vietnam, so he wants to cut back our spending. He does think we're the world's bully. It all goes in line. He's telling you what he believes. He may not be able to explain it, and that's because he has been fed propaganda, and he bought it. You know, he's bought the anti-U.S. propaganda coming out of probably a very bad experience that he had in Vietnam.
Yep.
So you can understand the personal experience. But when you become a U.S. senator, and then now, when you're still liable to your people there, you're responsible to the people, so he couldn't run again, by the way, because he would never have been reelected
right
there. Now you get to become Secretary of Defense. You can have the personal issues, but most of the time those people wouldn't actually want to be the head. But see, he thinks he can cut it up, take it out, huge chunks, huge cuts, take an axe to the Department of Defense. That's the kind of language the Obama people have used.
Yeah, let me ask this question, though, Than, looking at it, because you deal with this every day. What is going to happen here with this nomination? Is there still the votes to get him confirmed, or is it shaky now?
Well, I mean, I think the likelihood is that there is, but after yesterday, it's no done deal, Jay. The committee will likely report him out early next week, and here's the question. There are going to be two votes on the floor of the Senate. The first one will be on a filibuster, and the question will be whether or not enough Republicans vote to sustain that filibuster. The second question would be on final confirmation, whether or not the Democrats will continue to stand behind him, even after yesterday's hearing, which all of them said was a complete disaster.
So the interesting development here is going to be what actually happens in the Senate next week. Folks, we've got a petition up right now at ACLJ.org where you can sign on to this petition opposing the Hagel nomination. You can also call us at 877-989-2255 to sign it. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. As Jordan said during the first half hour of the broadcast, we have a new site up for Saeed Abedini. It's called Save Saeed. .org. That's SAVESAEED.org. And we encourage you to go there and link that out with your friends. We're trying to continue, of course, work on his case as well. SaveSaeed.org. And again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Under pressure.
Former Senator Chuck Hagel has a troubling history. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, his actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. Now, during confirmation hearings in the Senate, even more disturbing statements from Hagel, underscoring the fact that he should not become our next Secretary of Defense. He called Iran's government, led by a radical, unelected Ayatollah, quote, legitimate. He couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett coming to you from Washington, D.C. In this segment of the broadcast, in the next segment, we're going to play a two-part interview that Jay did yesterday with Sean Hannity on his radio broadcast. He was on with Lanny Davis. They discussed a variety of issues, including gun control, the debate over the bill introduced by Senator Dianne Feinstein, had an important hearing in the Senate yesterday on that issue. Also, this issue we've been talking about, the United States providing F-16 fighter jets, M1A1 Abram tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt, a number of other issues as well. But this was Jay on with Lanny Davis and Sean Hannity on yesterday's radio broadcast. Let's go ahead and play part one of that interview now.
And welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. So let's say, God forbid, there is an active shooter scenario unfolding before your eyes. And let's say you live in New York and your Andrew Cuomo allotment of 7 bullets is gone. Well, leave it to our government, our Department of Homeland Security. They have come up with a video. We'll show portions of this tonight on Hannity. And it is an active shooter video, and it gives you advice. Now, the best case scenario, of course, would be you'd have a gun and you'd be able to defend yourself. But if not, they actually have, if somebody, you might need to overpower the person if you are in the open. And they show a video of somebody grabbing a pair of scissors. Scissors with an open shooter. There it is, the advice from our Department of Homeland Security. That is what you do if there is an active shooter. It's a video accompanying this. You got to see it to believe it. We'll show some of it tonight on Hannity. It just shows how dumb our government is. But, of course, in New York, they'll limit you to 7 bullets. If there are multiple intruders, it's an active shooting situation. Just reach for your scissors if you're out in the open. Lanny Davis is with us, Clinton sycophant and friend, and also from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. Guys, welcome back.
Thanks, Sean.
Jay, do you think I'm a sycophant when I'm on Hannity's show?
No.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, he totally is.
He loves Hillary. I'm accused of my liberal friends of being too nice to Hannity, and I'm sometimes called a sycophant. Now, I deny both.
I'm just teasing. Listen, it all depends what is, Lanny. Come on, let's be honest about this. By the way, if that hot chick in the back wants to meet up later, I'll give you a tour of the entire White House.
Not funny, not funny.
No, that's
very funny. What can we talk about seriously?
All right, but let me ask this. Hang on a second. So let me see if I understand this. So they have a video put out by the Department of Homeland Security. If there's an active shooter, they tell you to hide. They tell you to evacuate. They tell you to call 911. They tell you, don't move people that are shot. Leave them. Turn your cell phone down. But if you're in an open area, reach for something. And in this case, they show somebody in an active shooting area reaching for scissors. Lanny, how stupid is this?
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Next question.
That's the end of that one. I think that sums it up, Sean. It's pretty stupid.
I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, what? Now, Lanny, let me ask you a
Who's
simple question.
Who's the person
question.
Who did the video or did this?
Oh, Department of Homeland Security.
Can we identify that person and make sure they don't get hired as public relations consultants?
I don't know if they're doing PR.
They're not doing crisis management with my practice group, that's for sure.
All right, so what do we do in the Lanny Davis household, if God forbid, and Lanny, you know I mean this, God forbid somebody ever came into your house and they're armed and they have a weapon and they're an active shooter, what do you do?
So I have no guns in my house, nor will I ever have guns.
Why? Why are you afraid of guns?
Because of the number of just percentage chances that one of my children will pick up a gun that's loaded, accidentally shoot it, and kill.
You should never leave a loaded gun in your house.
Else. So it's a danger to not have one. It's a danger to have one.
No.
Every parent, everybody has to make their own
Lanny,
choice.
Technology,
choice is not to have one.
Look, every police officer that I know, every FBI agent I know, every Secret Service agent I know, believe it or not, I actually have friends that are protecting the president. They do a great job. But everyone I know, they're able to come home every day. They have their guns. They put it in a safe that only opens on one person's fingerprint. They put their ammunition nearby but in a different location, and they make it so that nobody can get to their guns. You don't have to be that afraid. I think you're being overly cautious.
Well, look, it's a personal judgment. I wouldn't say that you're being uncautious, and you have to grant me a different judgment. My family.
No, I agree with that. I'm pro-choice.
All right. So I also understand that you, quote, evolved. I love that expression on immigration reform. Congratulations on
all right. You notice how he ducks the topic, Jay?
No, well, here's the thing that I think, look, I think individuals can make their own choice about whether they want to have a weapon or not, but I think there's three things we have to establish. Number one, the right to individually own that arm is protected under the Constitution. That's number one. Number two, these laws being proposed that so significantly restrict the ability of you to utilize that weapon by saying whether it's 7 bullets in the magazine or the type that it can be, those violate the Constitution and they're ridiculous. And number three, this video that's being proposed by Homeland Security is, again, so off. Not only is it ridiculous. Now, does anybody really think that if, God forbid, again, if there was another shooting incident in a school, that the teachers who were protecting their students by laying their bodies over them are going to grab the closest stapler and see if they can pull off, you know, the armed person? Or would we rather have in the schools a armed police officer, like we have on college campuses, who could take that individual out that was trying the act? The first response of the White House to that proposal from the NRA was, the last thing we need is more guns in school. Then everybody, after you start thinking about it, starting to say, well, wait a minute, the president has a Secret Service around his kids, which makes sense. I'm all for that. Colleges have police officers that have arms. That makes sense. Some high schools do. Why wouldn't we do that in elementary schools? And now school districts around the country are putting what they're calling resource officers or safety officers, or what you and I, the three of us, would call police officers, in the schools armed, that at least if something like this, again, God forbid, happens, either the person's taken out before it happens or less harm is caused. And this is how it should be responded to, not these ridiculous pieces of legislation being proposed by governors that don't know what they're talking about.
Lanny?
Well, again, you know, I respect Jay greatly. I always say that to get him into trouble with his right-wing friends.
Uh-huh.
This issue of guns really has one common, among left and right, one common policy, and that is background checks.
Yep.
And while we're going to differ on whether some people want assault weapons in their homes and some people don't, I don't. I don't want any guns in my home. Others who do, I respect. I'd like to ask both of you, can we at least agree that everybody who purchases a gun should have a time period where the government has a national database of criminal conduct, of perhaps mental illness, depending on.
I just don't want a permanent database. We have those laws on the books now.
Safeguards on who gets access to that database, how long it's allowed to be kept, There are protections that technology can now provide us. That's a very valid concern, Sean. But at least we can agree conceptually that there should be a background check. Am I right?
I would even take it. I would say not only would the background checks be necessary, which I think they are. I think the technology, as Sean said, is there, Lanny, right now to do those instantaneously. And number three, the technology is there to then remove that database once that person is either approved or not approved. You know what the biggest problem here is? And this is a serious one where we probably also all agree. If someone is not stable emotionally, healthcare providers are afraid to say anything to law enforcement with fears of violating HIPAA. And this is a significant problem in a lot of these situations where the doctors, the psychiatrists, the physician's assistants are afraid to even say anything because of the HIPAA laws. That has to change because a lot of this is, there's unfortunately, mental illness is a serious problem in our country. It will be. We hope
but,
it's
Jay,
better than
you,
it was, but that you can't solve it.
Isn't there a risk, though, a slippery slope here in terms of medical privacy? And,
absolutely.
Now the government's going to have a list of every medication that every single person is on.
You're
and
absolutely correct. But there's a difference between that, Sean, I think, and imminent lawless conduct that a medical professional is aware that's going on. That is a difference
different.
For me. Yep.
Well, let me just jump in. And first of all, let's get on Twitter or somewhere that there's a purple moment occurring on the Sean Hannity.
Listen, I hate that word purple.
Radio.
I hate it.
He can't resist. You can't resist.
So number two, I'm going to embarrass Hannity that he's joined Purple Nation for at least.
Listen, Lanny, no, I did not join your Purple Nation because your Purple Nation is rock solid blue. You know it, and I know it, and it's just a scheme you've come up with to make everybody convince everybody that you're fair and balanced. You're not. You're left wing.
Folks, after this break, we're going to play part two of that interview. Jay on with Lanny Davis and Sean Hannity on yesterday's radio broadcast. They're going to be talking about a number of issues in the second half of the interview, issues involving the Middle East. But, folks, again, today we need you to stand with us against the nomination of Chuck Hagel, former senator, to lead the Department of Defense. Yesterday's performance by Senator Hagel at this confirmation hearing, a lot of people have described it as unprepared. Folks, I'd have to go a lot farther than that. Senator Hagel was certainly unprepared, but what you saw was him repeatedly defaulting to his position on these issues. We've known it from his 20 years in Washington, D.C. He repeatedly got caught at yesterday's hearing, defaulting to his positions that are well to the left of the President of the United States even. That's a pretty tough place to be, but Senator Hagel managed to find that space. Stand against his nomination. It's dangerous for Israel. It's dangerous for the United States. Call now 877-989-2255. You can also add your name at aclj.org. But again, 877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. Former Senator Chuck Hagel has a troubling history. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, his actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. Now, during confirmation hearings in the Senate, even more disturbing statements from Hagel, underscoring the fact that he should not become our next Secretary of Defense. He called Iran's government, led by a radical, unelected Ayatollah, quote, legitimate. He couldn't explain his vote against labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, nor could he explain his decision not to sign a letter of support for Israel. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. We're going to jump right into this interview yesterday that Jay did with Sean Hannity and Lanny Davis. They're going to finish up a discussion about the gun control issue that's been going on here in Washington, D.C., and then have a more robust discussion about the F-16s that United States taxpayers are sending to the Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt. But as we head into this interview, let me remind you, we are standing against Senator Chuck Hagel's nomination to lead the Department of Defense. That vote's going to be forthcoming next week. We need you to stand with us now. Call now, 877-989-2255. You can do that while you listen to the rest of this interview. Again, this is Jay on with Sean Hannity and Lanny Davis on yesterday's Sean Hannity program.
And aside from your calling me names, you haven't denied that we agree on background checks, and therefore we all agree that the NRA is wrong on this issue.
Good grief.
Could we say that together for
no,
a moment?
No, we're not.
Please?
Listen, let me go to another issue here because I think this is very important. We now have Egypt. We're providing them F-16s, and we're providing Egypt with, 200 Abrams tanks.
Right.
20 F-16s. Now, we see all the instability that's going on. We know how wrong the president and your friend Hillary Clinton were on in terms of projecting out that the Arab Spring was going to be a great democracy movement. There were a few people out there like me and Jay and a few others that said that's not going to happen. It's going to be the Muslim Brotherhood. This guy, Mohammed Morsi, their president, former Muslim Brotherhood head, refers to the Israelis as descendants of pigs and apes. And you know all the other things that he said over time. And now he's adopting Sharia. Why would we give him an F-16? Why would we give him Abrams tanks? Lanny Davis, isn't that stupid, too?
You know, it does
Purple
sound,
Nation
does
moment.
Sound,
Purple
it,
Nation,
it,
come
it
on.
It does sound stupid to me in light of his inability even to govern his own country, much less to protect some of those weapons from truly evil terrorists.
So what the president is
like
doing is stupid.
I would like to know what Israel thinks, because my understanding is that Israel has had some cooperation and support.
Israel doesn't want this.
No, Israel. I've got an office in Jerusalem. Let me answer that one if I can, Lanny, because I have an office in Jerusalem, and there is deep concern that what is taking place right now inside of Egypt, right now this moment, the lack of stability and the fact that, without a doubt, the comments of the president, Mohammed Morsi, have been so, not just anti-Israel, Sean, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, because he's not saying Israelis are descendants from apes and pigs. He's saying Jews are descendants from apes and pigs, which I find personally offensive, and I know Lanny does too. So this is a guy that we need
and
to
so
say,
do I,
okay,
by the way.
Yeah, of course
to
you
the
do.
List.
Of course, then you don't supply him F-16s and 200 Abrams tanks, by the way, not just because he could use them on Israel, but he could turn them on his own people, including Coptic Christians who are being wiped out under the regime. When you've got instability, I don't understand why you've got Senator Rand Paul today putting legislation forward that's saying, let's take a time out here. They're not saying never give it, because there may be a time where you feel comfortable with it. But right now, you can't do that.
Is he getting the support?
No, I don't think it's going to pass. Interestingly, I think it's not going to pass, and I think there are going to be Republicans and Democrats, Sean, that are going to say, well, let it go. We made this agreement with Egypt, as if now the things haven't changed. And,
We made an agreement with Canada over the Keystone Pipeline.
Right. Yeah, well, there's another story. But the fact that we made an agreement with Egypt, okay, it's not the same Egypt, and giving the weaponry to a regime like this makes no sense for our own geopolitical interests.
Let me repeat, without saying too much, that it's an interesting fact that the Israeli government wants good relations with at least the Egyptian military and intelligence community in Egypt, with which they have good
The Egyptian
relations.
Military has just been displaced
yeah,
by Morsi.
That's the biggest problem.
Well, actually, the military just said recently there may not be a governing state, it looks like.
Yes, but that was a Lanny, that just so you, no, to clarify it, Lanny, to clarify it, that was a threat from the military, not aimed at Morsi, but aimed at the Egyptian people. The leadership of the military in Egypt was replaced by Morsi, and that is the fundamental problem. They are no longer the balanced force that they used to be in Egypt.
So the three of us should at least say that what we don't know, we don't know, and I leave it to people in Israel and the American security apparatus.
You have such a hard time criticizing Obama.
I'm real worried about these planes being sent, to answer your question, Sean.
All right, let me go to Chuck Hagel now. This is a guy that says he's proud of his record, but he said a military strike against Iran was not viable or responsible. I don't know if that's necessarily wise to say that or even telegraph that. He keeps saying the Pentagon is bloated. He wants to pare down the Pentagon, and the U.S. should unilaterally eliminate its entire nuclear arsenal. He's made controversial statements about how the Israelis treat the Palestinians. He said they're caged up like animals. He said the Palestinian people have been chained down for many, many years. He said the U.S. should not isolate North Korea. Does this sound like a guy that ought to be our next defense secretary, Jay?
No, I am really opposed to Chuck Hagel's nomination, and this is a guy that, allegedly is a Republican. And not just because of his statements on Israel, but the refusal to isolate Iran. This is a guy that would object to what Secretary of State Clinton said were, these severe sanctions. He doesn't believe in sanctions, and the fact of the matter is Iran is not better today or more democratic today. It's worse. Their agitation is worse. They're threatening right now with Syria to engage in military action against Israel. And you wonder what Chuck Hagel's response is going to be if, in fact, Israel was to be attacked by combined Lebanon or Syria and
all right,
and
I'm
Iran.
Coming up on a break. Lanny Davis, do you support Hagel, yes or no?
I definitely support the president having his choice as defense secretary. I believe that Senator Hagel evolved in his views.
Evolved.
I take him at his word that he has evolved the way I take Sean Hannity at his word that he has
Lanny,
evolved on immigration
reform.
My
position still remains solidly behind this one premise. Secure the border first, and it's got to be measurable and verifiable. And then I'm willing to absolutely go forward.
I give your wife credit for any soft-heartedness you're showing here, Ms. Hannity, because I know she's the great lady in your family.
Wow. What a great way to end this segment.
There you go.
Lanny Davis, Jay Sekulow, thank you both for being with us.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Sean.
You too.
All right.
Again, folks, that was Jay on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast with Lanny Davis. Obviously, a lot of issues going on in Washington, D.C., gun control, F-16s, the nomination of Chuck Hagel. Folks, yesterday, two of the more embarrassing moments for Senator Hagel at this confirmation hearing were what some are describing as slips of the tongue when he was talking about the president's containment policy, obviously not the word he wanted to use, and also repeatedly calling the Iranian government legitimate and a legitimate government. And I want people to really pay attention here because the truth of the matter is that those weren't slips of the tongue at all. Those were reflections of Senator Hagel's true position on the issues. We talked about this leading up to this confirmation hearing. They are positions that he has held for more than 20 years. So yesterday, when he was repeatedly struggling to find the answers that he was supposed to be giving, he kept defaulting to his own position on the matters, which, of course, are not in the mainstream, as even some on the Democrat side of the aisle have stated. If you want to stand against Senator Hagel's nomination, one that is dangerous for the nation of Israel, one that is dangerous for the American people, call now, 877-989-2255. I expect these votes to occur as early as next week, both in the committee and on the floor of the United States Senate. Call now,
877-989-2255. Former Senator Chuck Hagel has a troubling history. Instead of backing Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East, his actions raise serious concerns about his support for Israel. Now, during confirmation hearings in the Senate, even more disturbing statements from Hagel, underscoring the fact that he should not become our next Secretary of Defense. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.com.